Henry glared at her as if he meant to strangle her with his bare hands. "That mummy case," he blurted. "Henry, I won't have this confusion in my house," Julie said shortly.
"Sir, if the lady does not want the premises searched..."
"Indeed, I do not. I think quite enough of your time has been wasted. As you can see, nothing here has been disturbed." None of them saw what she saw. The figure of Ramses coming slowly down the stairs. She was breathless looking at him. Majestic. It was what all kings should be. "Uncle Randolph," Julie said as she stepped forward, "this is a good friend of Father's, just arrived here from Egypt. An Egyptologist whom Father knew quite well. Mr. Ramsey, Reginald Ramsey. I want you to meet my uncle, Randolph Stratford, and this is his son, Henry." Ramses studied Randolph, then locked his eyes with Henry. Henry was staring stupidly back at Ramses. Julie made a little gesture to Ramses for patience.
"You're all right, my dear," said Randolph. "You're certain?"
"Oh, yes, I am indeed." Suddenly Henry bolted, almost knocking her over, and rushed out the open door and through the crowd gathered on the steps.
"What the devil is the matter with him?" Randolph muttered. "I don't understand all this."
Julie held his arm. No, he couldn't possibly know what Henry had done. On impulse, she kissed him. "Don't worry, Uncle Randolph," she said suddenly, and she felt herself on the verge of tears. Randolph shook his head. He was humiliated, even a little afraid, and she felt tragically sorry for him as she watched him go. He had gone through her English-Egyptian dictionary so rapidly that his scanning and turning the pages made her almost dizzy. Then the English-Latin dictionary, Roman numerals, and the system of Arabic numbers. Then he'd gone through the Oxford English dictionary with the same haste. Now he was working his way through purely English texts, finishing off Punch, as he had already finished two issues of Harper's Weekly from America and every issue of the London Times in the house. She had to take him out, show him everything. She walked to the end of the hall and opened her father's door, took clothing out of the wardrobe, and laid out the shirt, the trousers, the belt, socks, shoes. She pointed to the pictures on the wall, all the old photographs her father had treasured of himself with Elliot and Randolph. He saw the photographs of her father. He turned to look at the clothing laid out on the bed. "Very well, Julie Stratford," he said in that paralyzingly perfect British accent. "I dress alone. I have done this before." He had done well with her father's wardrobe. Only the cashmere scarf was all wrong. He had tied it as a sash about his waist, as an old-fashioned soldier might have done. Now came the big adventure. She was going to show Ramses the Great, the 20th century. This was the most exciting moment she had ever known. Samir's office at the British Museum was small, packed with books, and overcrowded, perhaps by the large desk and the two leather chairs, but Elliot found it comfortable enough. "I have a little story to tell you," Elliot said. "According to our mutual friend and acquaintance, Henry Stratford, the mummy is quite alive. This morning he stepped out of his coffin, crossed Lawrence's library, and tried to strangle Henry in the drawing room." Silence. This is what it means to be speechless, Elliot thought, as he looked at Samir. "It seems an Egyptologist is staying at the Stratford house, Reginald Ramsey. Julie has been quite emphatic that she must take her guest about London." "I have never heard of an Egyptologist by that name."
"Of course you haven't, and you know all of them, don't you? So none of this makes sense, unless we entertain for a moment the notion that this mummy is immortal. Then everything falls into place."
Elliot smiled. He slipped on his gloves, took hold of his walking stick, and left the office, as if every step were not causing him pain. This was the great adventure.